Again, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church on this beautiful morning. It is beautiful out there. Hope you're enjoying this Labor Day weekend. Please turn with me to, in your Bibles, to Psalm 37:5. And I titled this message this morning, How to Trust God in Times of Uncertainty. And David writes, Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. This morning I'd like to share with you a three-point message. First, commit your way to the Lord. Two, trust in the Lord during uncertain times. And three, your concerns and worries will pass away by the hand of God. Here, David is telling us, and he's telling his readers to be committed to God, including with their trust, which is the essence of faith. The Hebrew root word translated commit literally means to roll. In Hebrew, this is used figuratively to describe handing over, seeking or consigning something. The trusting believer rolls his burdens unto the Lord. Matthew 11:28, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The believer trusts the Lord to take care of situations he cannot handle. Roll them onto the Lord. That's what David's saying here. Roll your burdens onto Him. If we trust the Lord to handle our burdens for us, we will not be anxious. David assures us if we entrust our burdens to God, the Lord will act. At times, our greatest foes are alarming circumstances, which we see today with much going on. They threaten our peace, even our faith. But the Apostle Peter told us God cares for us. Therefore, we should cast all our anxieties on Him. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. The Apostle Paul offered the same prescription for personal peace. He wrote in Philippians 4:6-7, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. 7, And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, such worry is unnecessary because our great God, our great Father's love, provides for both our daily needs and our special needs. So let's look at point number one this morning in our sermon. Commit your way to the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. And I want to share with you three ways we can commit to the Lord on a daily basis. Number one, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So friends, we're talking about a daily relationship with God. Involves communing with Him daily. We choose the times we pray, but prayer should be an everyday occurrence. Every day. This verse reminds us that praying is a constant activity and in all seasons of life. When we are happy, we pray. When we are sad, we pray. Pray without ceasing. It also serves as a great reminder that is present throughout all aspects of our lives. Study the Word of God. Study the Bible. Psalm 119:11, Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. When we are familiar with God's word, we are able to readily apply his truths to our lives and those around us. Understanding what God desires of us is the only way to live a life that is pleasing, that is his pleasing to his will. And the more we read, the more we learn. The more we learn, the less we are inclined to sin, because our relationship with the Lord is growing. Be in community with other believers. Psalm 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. The more we learn of God, the more we know of God, the more we will be able to explain God to others. This includes believers and non-believers alike. Sharpening other people involves reminding them of God's word, encouraging them, and showing the love of Christ and the love you have for them. Point two, trust in the Lord during uncertain times. Trust in the Lord during uncertain times. Friends, yes, expect uncertain times. The Word of God is telling us that. Let's look at Luke 21:11. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences. And there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Mark 13:7-8. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen, but the end is not yet. Verse 8, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. What does uncertain times do to you? Do they make you feel nervous, anxious, stressed, angry, aggressive? Does it create worry in you, unsettled when your plans cannot go forward or the way you have planned them to go? How should we respond to uncertain times? Uncertainty may be one of the worst feelings. I know it is for me. It is. Especially if the uncertainty involves something we care about deeply. So how should we as Christians respond to uncertainty? How do we process the chaos and confusion of a pandemic, which we've been going through? Political uncertainty, which we constantly see on the news, and even in our local government, or even personal crisis that I'm sure many of you and all of us do go through. Does God's word give us relief for the pain and panic we may be experiencing today? Yes, it certainly does. God's word is the answer. He gave us his word. He gave us his own son, Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. The Christian needs to respond to every situation and circumstance of uncertainty with the truth of God's word and remember God's sovereignty. Sovereignty is simply defined as God's authority, rule, reign, and control over all things. While we may face uncertainty, there is never an ounce of uncertainty in our great God. And I want to share with you this morning one of the most spectacular places we find this biblical truth, because that's the only place you're going to find it, in the Word of God. Biblical truth is when Paul is speaking to the people of Athens at the Areopagus in Acts 17, verses 24 through 27. So if you'd like to turn there, it's absolutely awesome. And it's awesome because God spoke it through Paul. The Areopagus was a place filled with uncertainty. People would gather and talk for hours, trying to understand and solve the issues of humanity, religion, politics, family, and etc. In this context of high uncertainty and probably a fair share of anxiety, Paul says these assuring and comforting words. Paul speaks, he says, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Notice here the specific and hope-filled truths about our great God. Number one, he is Lord of heaven and earth. In other words, he is King of all things. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. He is the source of life. The source of life means nothing because he sustains all he creates. Friends, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't stop here. It doesn't stop here. God also has determined the appointed times and boundaries of our existence. We must pay close attention to this. Can we pause and really consider what this means? Think about this. These verses were absolutely awesome. You and I could have been born in any time in human history and in any geographic area. Yet the times and the boundaries of our existence are divinely placed and purposed by the hands of God himself. Yes, friends, right here in Woonsocket where you live, or in the outlying areas, you're here for a reason. Your appointed time is here for a reason. Friends, we can respond to the uncertainty of life with the certainty of God's plan and purpose for us. But what exactly is that plan and purpose? Paul says the purpose is that we might reach out, find God, and come to realize he was never far from us. Reach out and find the Lord, my friends. I was thinking about this. Have you ever been in a dark room and you're trying to, you look and you're trying to find the light switch? It's dark, pitch black, and you can't, you're searching for that light switch so you can flip it on and get the light so you can see your way. Paul is saying that through our uncertainty, may feel like we are in the darkness, all we need to do is reach out and realize that God has never left us nor abandoned us. I am never going to leave you nor forsake you. That's what the Lord God says. He is the light that is with us, and his nearness is meant to propel us to share the goodness of his presence with everyone around us. Everybody. One of my favorite preachers and theologians, Charles Spurgeon, said, God is near, and therefore hope is near. Christians have the certainty of God's nearness because the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Don't forget that. Practice the fruits of the Spirit. However, there are those we love in our families, workplaces, schools, in the community who are facing the fear of uncertainty without the hope of the nearness of Christ. But my friends, You must look at this as what an incredible opportunity you and I have in the midst of uncertain situations to be beacons of light of the promise and presence of the sovereign rule of Jesus Christ. You got a job, my friends. You got a great job ahead of you. To reflect the love, goodness, grace, and glory of Christ to a broken world. That's your job. That's what you must do. Everything else in the firm and faithful hands, everything else is in the firm and faithful hands of our loving God. Forget all, it's in His hands. Stay focused on what you must do. Point three. Your concerns and worries will pass away by the hand of God. So my friends, I want to ask yourself this question this morning. How can I turn all my worries and problems over to God? It is sometimes an unsettling truth for many Christians that even though we belong to God, though faith in Christ, we still seem to experience the same problems that plagued us before we were saved. We often become discouraged and bogged down in life's cares. The fact that both the Old and New Testaments address this problem the same way indicates that God knows problems and worries. And they are inevitable in this life. Thankfully, He has given us the same solution He gave in both Psalms and in Peter's letter. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. And casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Contained within these two verses are several amazing truths. God will sustain us, He will never let us fall, and He cares for us. Taken one at a time, we see first that God declares both His ability and His willingness to be our strength and support. Mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And He is able, and best of all, willing to do this. To take care, to take everything that threatens to overwhelm us and use it for our benefit. He's promised to work all things together for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose, even at times when we doubt Him. He's there for you. Reach out. Reach out for the Lord. He's not far from you. He is still working for our good and His glory. And He has also promised that He will allow no trial to be so great we cannot bear it in the power of Christ, and that He will provide a means of escape. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. It's not going to be easy. You've got the Lord with you every step of the way. By this, He means that He will not let us fall, as He promised in Psalm 55:22. Write these things down. Put them on an index card. Put them in your pocket. Put God's word down. Memorize it. Carry it with you. Pray without ceasing. He cares for you. He gives us the motivation behind His other promises too. Our God is not cold or unfeeling. Rather, He is our loving Heavenly Father, whose heart is tender toward His children. Jesus reminds us that just as an earthly father would not deny his children bread, so God has promised to give us good things when we ask him. When you look at Matthew 7:11, in the spirit of asking for good things, first we must pray and tell the Lord that we hear what he is saying in John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The Lord reveals to us through his word, the Bible, that we can be of good cheer, that we can rejoice in our problems because God will use them to our benefit. Romans 5:3-4. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. My friends, see our worries as an opportunity to practice. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. And remember, anger is a real tough place, but you can counteract your anger by obeying Ephesians 4:32. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Deal with any sinful feelings by believing and acting upon the truth of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All of our problems can be overcome, my friends, through simple faith in God's word. That's where it's at. God is bigger than all our worries and problems put together. And we must realize that if we are to have any victory in our lives. So as we close out this message this morning, ask this question. So how do we trust God in times of uncertainty? We focus on what we do know, not on what we don't. And where does that knowledge come from? The Word of God, which is true and trustworthy. His word tells us everything about our great God, what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. We may live in uncertain times, my friends, but for those who are in Christ Jesus, our future is certain and secure. If we can trust God with our eternal future, we can certainly trust him with our lives here on earth. Amen? Amen. Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you that you are sovereign over this whole earth, that everything that is going on really is secondary because you have given us a great job as believers to go and preach the message to those in a broken world. Yes, I'm sure many of us are struggling in uncertain times. But may that be the red flag that goes up to direct us to where we need to be, and that is in your word. That the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and we need to utilize the power of the Holy Spirit by prayer without ceasing, committing all our ways to you, all of our burdens, roll them onto you. You want us to. Nothing is too big for you in our lives. In our lives, you take it on. And we need to understand that every day. We need you every single day. We do. Where would it be? We'd be without you. And we need to bring, again, the gospel message to those in a broken world. So I pray today that we leave here knowing in our hearts that you are with us. You'll never leave us or forsake us. You won't abandon us in times of trial. That you use those trials to our benefit and to your benefit to glorify the kingdom. May we see that every day and not dwell on things
that would bring us down. That we would prosper and move forward. That if when we need to confess sin, that we confess sin. And that we totally focus on Christ every day to help us through our days. So we thank you again, Lord, for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet. We thank you for this time. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Short interlude, and a communion message will be given to us by our brother.